Remember I told you that Donald Trump sends me emails? He just sent me one.
Oh, what'd you get?
He said that the subject is Hillary Clinton.
What? Why is she relevant? What? Why is he still on with her? Why is he still going on and on about her?
Anthony, Crooked Hillary is holding another fundraiser for Sleepy Joe Biden today.
I love that that's how the email from Donald Trump's campaign starts.
Right. I can't do this alone, Anthony. I need you to step up. He needs me.
He needs you.
The guy who hasn't left his house since April and doesn't have a job. He needs me.
You know, I wasn't sure how I felt about Trump, but now after hearing that he's reaching out to you, now I really don't like him.
I didn't know Hillary was crooked until I got this email. So maybe I want to get behind him and give him money.
If you're going to start giving money to him, there's a whole line of people in front of him who you need to start handing out cash to, including your children.
I couldn't really even pay for my haircut today. I had to put that on a credit card. So you're coming to me to give you money to be president so I can get you elected so you can I can go through another 4 years of the hell that I'm in right now.
Doesn't he have money? This reminds me of when Ashton Kutcher was asking everybody to donate money to the charities he chose. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're worth over $250 million. Just go ahead and donate it. Like, don't ask us to give money to your charity. Just go ahead and give the money yourself. We're good with that.
Should I reply and say, can I borrow $5?
Yes.
If you let me borrow $5, I'll give it right back to you.
I promise I'll pay you back.
At some point, yes. But then my name, oh my God, can you imagine if you actually sent him money from this email? You would be getting emails for the rest of your life.
Well, actually, no, the bigger problem is this is what happened last time. Remember when all those people got doxxed and all those emails, when he ran the first time around and those emails went out and someone just sent him $5, then you went on a list as a Trump supporter. And then when people went after the Trump supporters, they started doxing them. They were sending out their, because all your information is there, your name, right, your address, your email address. People were making that public to shame people who gave money to Donald Trump. So that's a deterrent right there. You don't want to give money to anybody.
Well, you know what I could do is I could give $5, but I could give it in your boyfriend's name. It'll be a great prank.
Yeah, except I'd like to stay in this relationship.
How mad would he be? Oh, look, I got an email for what?
Here's how that would go. You would give $5 in his name.
Right.
He'd get an email about it. And then I'd call you a day later and be like, I'm single again.
I'm on the street. He kicked me out of my apartment.
We'd be roommates again, except it wouldn't be. You wouldn't have any choice.